something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah. The life of every Babylonian must be centered around this image of gold. Of course, that was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a stand and said, we're not going to do it.
1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Get more insight about prayer as Pastor Chris teaching on the subject of prayer and its practicality. Be inspired as you want.
Prayer isn't something new. Prayer is something that man has been acquainted with from the earliest, from the very beginning. The desire to communicate with God. And for us, you'd realize that since you've been born again, you have known about prayer. In fact, some of you were even praying before you were born again. You were like Cornelius. You were not born again, but you were praying. But thank God you found out, like he did, about Jesus. But as you study in the scriptures, prayer starts having a different level of importance to you. You start discovering it's more than just communicating with God. It's a generic term that covers so many things. The beautiful thing is the scriptures make them plain to us. No wonder Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. They ought always to pray. Men ought to pray. Ought to pray. Think about it. They ought always to pray. So, it is something that God built within the human system. Not only should he desire to pray, he should pray. So prayer is not the response of the weakling. Prayer is not the response of the man or woman who has no solution. Prayer is a solution. So when you're praying, you're not doing nothing, you're doing something. So I'm just going to show you a few thoughts around here on the subject. Number one, through prayer or in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. See, we implore the mercy of God. We invoke
the mercy of God through prayer, such that if we deserved some form of repercussions, if we deserved some form of judgment for our action, if we deserved some kind of condemnation for our behavior, we can have the mercy of God in prayer. And we can pray for others, and the mercy of God can be extended to them. So in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Number two, our minds focus in prayer on the spiritual. You see, when we want to pray, suddenly we realize we're talking to a spirit being. We're not talking to another man. And immediately, we cease to rely on our senses to make that communication. We're not thinking of something we want to touch. We're not thinking about some man we want to reach. Suddenly, we go within us, from our inside, beginning with the focusing of our minds. We take our minds away from there, and the other, and we try to focus on the spiritual. So here's something that prayer does for us. It gets our minds focused on the spiritual. And that's a good thing. Why? Because man is primarily a spirit. And the more you attend to your actual nature, your original nature, the better. You set your mind on what you really are, a spirit. And you know what that means. You know what that means. When you can focus on the spiritual, it means that you are ready to play in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to function in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to participate. Hallelujah. Mante cobra gadeheskis. Number three, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. You see, our minds are focused on the spiritual. Then our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. That happens in prayer. Your spirit is stirred, activated, especially when you pray in tongues, right? Says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. Hallelujah. And that is so important, because think about it. First, my mind is focused on the spiritual, and then my spirit is there to contact the Spirit of God. What's happening with me there? What's happening with me there? Something like you got in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse number 3. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Look at the next verse. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers, koinonos, means associates. associates, sharers, participators. What best is associate, comrades. That's koinonos. Says, of the divine nature, not the best translation given divine nature, not the best there, because in the Greek is theos phusios. And it actually means God kind. Means God kind. Do you get it? Like you say mankind. See, God kind. So what Peter is telling you here is that by these promises that he gave, he's brought you to become an associate of the God kind. That is amazing. That means that you've been brought into the membership of a heavenly pantheon. Because Jesus said, ye are gods. So this is a heavenly pantheon. Comrades of the God kind. And that's why, that's what makes the King James rendering possible. Now, I don't mean that's what gave them the rendering. I'm saying that the rendering in the King James is actually subject to the rendering I just gave you. To the actual meaning of the verse. The actual meaning of the verse is that you are associates of the God kind. But so when it says that you're partakers of the divine nature, it is because you are associates of the God kind. That's why you are partakers of the divine nature. Are you getting what I'm telling you? So they looked at it from the lesser side. I mean the translators of the KJV.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 6-1-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-7373-0570 or send an email to LWR Transmissions at loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
Wow, wow. So through my spirit, see, imagine something is happening. I don't like it. I'm not so good about it. I don't feel so good about it. So what do? I turn my mind on God in prayer. That means right now I'm beginning to think of the spiritual. Then my spirit through prayer is in contact with the Spirit of God. So what am I about to do? I'm about to play from the divine realm. I'm about to participate in the divine experience. Do you get it? So I'm about to act like a God because Jesus said, I am. So I cannot cry and fall back and regret and feel like I'm a victim. I can't act the victim now. You see it? Because I participate in the divine experience. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. There's a divine nature. Theosphosos. The God kind. I'm of the God kind. I'm of the God kind. You see, I was of the mankind. But when I was born again, I became of the God kind. Are you getting it? So when you are feeling dejected and trampled on and feeling like you're a victim, then you are playing the mankind. But you gotta play the God kind, brother. Hallelujah. And that we do through prayer. So that's what all the churches of Christ should have done in 2020. Well, thank God we stayed most of them to get to do it. And things began to change. See? But had they known it, instead of shutting down and running out, looking for where to hide from COVID, and looking for the mask to keep them from being contaminated or infected, they were supposed to just wise up and say, who's king around here? Associates of the God kind. Hallelujah. Then it's okay, now we gotta play in the heavenly realms. You see it? Because they're trying to class you with all humans. Ha. You remember when Pilate said to Jesus, you don't want to answer me? Don't you know I am the governor? I have the power to set you free or to condemn you to death. Jesus, they hadn't said anything all the while. He was like this. They asked him questions. He said nothing. And then Pilate started pissing around him. Do you know who I am? I am Pilate. I have the power of Caesar. I can set you free, or I can take your life. Once he said that, Jesus, he couldn't take it anymore. That's when he raised his head. He said, you don't have any power over me at all. It was time to reply. Tell somebody there's a time to reply. Hallelujah. Sit down. That's when the master replied, you don't have any power over me at all. Then he practically said, I forgive you. Because he said, those who brought me here are the ones that are more guilty. He didn't want to have any problem with me. It was like, you are too small, you know? Hallelujah.
And then Pilate got confused. Praise God. So in prayer, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God, right? Number four, in prayer, we bless. Bless. We bless. To bless is to offer thanks. All right? When you bless God, have you ever blessed God? You bless God by thanking Him. When you bless in prayer, you're doing something. A blessing to God offers thanks. Whereas when you bless man, you are conferring on them the benefits of the God to whom you give thanks. In prayer, we bless. Giving thanks is praising God. How many times, you know, that old song in the psalm, "I will bless thee, O Lord," right? I will, but then they don't. So we'll sing the song, "I will bless thee, O Lord." I mean, we sang that song many years. "I'll bless thee, O Lord, with the hands of thanksgiving. I'll bless thee, O Lord, I'll bless thee." When are you going to bless? I will. There's a difference between "thank you" and "I will thank you." Right? "I will bless thee." So, I bless. Right? So I bless. Bless. So in prayer, we bless. We offer thanks, praise. Number five. In prayer, we prophesy. We prophesy. I said something about that yesterday, right? And I said that prophecy is twofold. One is to speak forth, and the other one is to foretell. Right? Yes. But in prayer, we prophesy. What am I saying to you? Don't let your prayer be limited. All right? Look at number one, what prayer offers you. Number two, number three, number four. You see it? And then look at this is number five. In prayer, we prophesy. Remember, he said this. That's why until you are doing this, you have not utilized the power, benefits of prayer. Remember what he said. "In the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." The first response from the Spirit being poured out is what? prophecy. I'll pour out my spirit. Some versions will say, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And the response is prophecy. So, why would you not prophesy? In your prayer, become inspired. That's why you set your mind, you focus your mind on the spiritual. Now, carnally minded people don't set their mind on the spiritual. They don't do that. They are the ones that pray such prayers as, you say, come and pray over this, you say, plus God minus devil. Amen. They have prayed. Because they have no vocabulary to talk to God. That is their own prayer. Plus God minus devil. Amen. Is that prayer? No, sir. They don't know what to say to God. They're carnally minded.
Hallelujah.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Huntford, Kuse. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.